been asked to lead or guide a meditation this evening. So if you're comfortably established in your own practice, then just drop into formless samadhi and ignore what I'm saying. But if you still need a bit of support, then listen up. I'll do what I can. So if you're beginning, every time we meditate, it's a beginning, it's a sort of settling in, present, and basic meditation basis is always centered around the body. The Buddha's saying one sits with spine erect, cross-legged with spine erect. If you can't sit with your cross-legged, then you sit at least with your spine upright, and just getting some sense of how that happens. You know, it takes to perhaps push your tail into the ground a little bit so you get some sense of slight curve in the lower back, in the small of the back. And this acts as a spring that supports the upper body. And it tends to, what it does with its curve in the lower back, it means that all the, you relax your shoulders. That curve in the lower back, make sure your chest is open, and also that the spine is supporting the upper body rather than the belly. So rather than resting on your solar plexus on your belly, you rest on the spine, which is transferring weight to the ground. This is very important because it's because of this relaxation in the front of the body, the chest and the abdomen, that the breathing becomes deep and steady. Steady, deep and measured. And this is one of the fundamental themes of meditation, important one to take some care with because it has, can have very helpful properties. So take some time settling into that. Bring your arms so your arms aren't pinned against your body. Your arms are relaxed, your shoulders are dropped. And your head, spine, your neck is coming as part of your spine, so your neck isn't crooked forward. So as if that spinal cord is running right up into the crown of your head, and your skull is resting on top of it, rather like a ball on top of a fountain that's resting there. So see if you can get that feeling, drawing your head back, resting on top of the spine, relaxing your jaw. It's when you get the balance, the beauty of it is that a lot of the tension in the body can start to relax because you're not, you don't have to hold yourself. The spinal cord is holding you up. Shoulders can rest, your face can rest. And just sweeping slowly down the body, front of the body, relaxing the chest, the face, and particularly the solar plexus. So you can include your abdominal region and try to experience the ending of an out-breath. You breathe out. What happens in your abdomen if you breathe out? How long it takes before you breathe in. There's a slight pause. If you really gently steady and relax yourself in that position, breathing out slowly, pausing, letting the out-breath finish. And if you can, even slightly lengthen the pause between the out-breath and the in-breath. Wait for the in-breath to start happening right down in the bottom of your abdomen. It's like pulling. Keep your chest relaxed. Let the belly slowly swell and draw in air in through your nostrils without any effort in your chest. This lengthening and steadying of the breathing and the sense of not pulling your breath in through your chest, through your nose, but letting it come in through because of the pulling of the abdomen gives a very thorough full breath, slows it down. As your breathing becomes more steady and slow, it also calms your body energy and it calms your mental energy. So our main practice then becomes one of sati, continually bearing the breath in mind, bearing the breathing in mind. How do you know you're breathing? What's the difference between out-breathing, pausing, and in-breathing? Breathing affects the whole body, but we may find it useful first of all to center in the abdomen, because very often our customary breathing is more shallow and faster, and it helps to let the breathing drop into the belly fully, because it slows it down, slows your breathing down and makes it more complete. Important, recognized by the Buddha, recommended we both sati, mindfulness, bearing the breath in mind, and also the other term is pajanati, thoroughly, fully tune into it, be aware of it. So sati is the pinpointing, keeping that constant reference, and pajanati is the sampling, How does it feel? What's it doing? Particular quality of in-breath is one of a brightening, you may sense that, like a flushing, like sunrise, brightening up. And the quality of the breathing out, if you tune into that, has a certain softening, calming effect. And these two effects, the brightening, sharpening and the calming and softening, have an effect on the mind. And so the mind and the breathing, their energies are very sympathetic. So if we steady and calm the breath, we steady and calm the mind. And whenever the mind jumps off, goes tripping off somewhere, as soon as you recognize it's tripping off, running out, pause, wait, ask yourself, where's the breathing? And pick it up again, breathing out. this full awareness, for fully aware of and thoroughly experiencing how the breathing affects the entire body, or as much of your body as you can feel. So the overall sense of breathing in, lifting, brightening, swelling, maybe even tingling, breathing out, there's a softening, quietening, movement towards stillness. Feel what you can feel of your body in terms of its nervous energy. So you might notice that your eyelids are still a little bit tight, or your fingers haven't completely relaxed, or they're not quite poised. Your posture's going. You breathe in with the in-breathing, just letting that fill, slowly fill, flood the body. Breathing out, emptying, cleaning, calming. Soothing, tranquilizing, as you contemplate any place in that breathing experience which feels hurried or tight, rough, soothing, quietening, softening. Letting the out-breath rest and pause. Quietening the in-breath, slowly, letting your swelling, gentle swelling of the abdomen, pulling breath in through the nose, making it steadying it, letting it fill till it gets to the completion, and slowly letting it trail out again. A sense of comfortable, and then as it becomes more comfortable, your mind and breathing will tend to go quieter, and your mind will settle down and sitting at one particular place in your body, and begin to get a sense of stillness. You have to wait for it to come in its own time. mind calms, becomes calm, it's even more important to maintain that sati, and so not letting it drift. So if it becomes more soft and easy, just taking up the slack, you know, a little bit closer to it, fully receptive to it, sensing it, and then quietening. Where's the comfortable quality? It gets comfortable. Where's the stillness? Where's the stillness quality? Which bit is more still, more steady? Where does it feel more steady? So you're gradually shaping up how your mind and your body meet at the breath. As we come into the end of the session, just gathering your awareness around the experience, however steady it is right now, whatever you're aware of right now in terms of how your mind is, steadying it within the body, and slowly opening up your sense faculties, awareness of the space around you, gently opening your eyes without running out, just as if you're pulling the curtains on the windows, just letting the light come in.